Title: Second Drop Variation Planning Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. All right, let's do an advanced drum and bass arrangement session in Ableton Live, stock devices only. This is a masterclass on planning your second drop, so it feels like the same tune but upgraded, not copy-paste plus random extra stuff. Planned variation, controlled energy, DJ-friendly structure, and it's repeatable, meaning you can use this approach on every track you write. Here's the core idea. The second drop is where your track proves it isn't a loop. Drop 1 establishes the identity. Drop 2 confirms the identity, but raises the stakes. Before we touch any devices, we're going to set up the track like a producer who finishes music. Step 0. Prep your session for planning. Go to Arrangement View. Set locators for intro, build, drop 1, turnaround, drop 2, and outro. Even if your project is messy right now, this instantly makes your decisions cleaner. Now decide the length of drop 1. Most DJ-friendly drum and bass drops are 32 bars. Some modern techier stuff might be 16 bars, but let's assume 32 bars for this lesson. Here's the rule. If drop 1 is 32 bars, drop 2 can also be 32 bars, but it must have internal variation every 4 to 8 bars. If nothing changes for 32 bars, it will feel like a loop no matter how good the sounds are. Now step 1. Identify your non-negotiables. These are your identity anchors. Your second drop has to keep two or three anchors so the listener's brain says, yep, same tune, while the body says, oh, it's going harder now. Typical anchors in DNB are the kick and snare relationship, meaning the groove and transient character, the main bass rhythm, not necessarily the same patch, and one signature motif, like a stab, a vocal chop, a Reese movement pattern, or even a specific cymbal groove. Practical method: duplicate your drop 1 region into the drop 2 area in arrangement. Literally copy the whole drop so you're not building from nothing. Then color code groups if you're into that. Drums, bass, music, effects. This seems cosmetic, but it forces you to think in sections, not in chaos. Now decide, out loud if you can. I am keeping the drum backbone. I am keeping the bass rhythm. I am keeping one motif. Everything else is negotiable. Quick coach note. Protect the downbeat and the backbeat. You can get wild around them, but kick transient clarity on bar 1 and snare consistency on 2 and 4 is sacred. If you destroy those, the second drop won't feel harder, it'll feel weaker and confusing. Step 2. Build a variation menu so you don't guess later. This is where most people mess up. They hit drop 2 and start adding layers emotionally. Instead, we're going to create a controlled menu of changes you can choose from. Your variation menu has 4 buckets. Bucket A. Drum groove upgrades, ghost snares, new hat grids, ride emphasis, and small fills at bar 8, 16, 24, 32. Bucket B. Bass evolution. Keep sub stable, evolve mid, or add call and response, or change wave-eatable position and filter character. Bucket C. Space and impact. Reverb throws, widening only on tops, and negative space, meaning removing something for one bar so the return hits harder. Bucket D. Arrangement moments. One beat stop, one bar halftime fake out, take stop pitch dip, jungle style snare rush. Now here's the planning move that makes this advanced. Write a phrase map before you touch devices. For a 32 bar drop, think in 4 8 bar blocks. Label them A, B, C, D. As restate, familiar. Beat is introduce. C is withhold, meaning subtract something to create tension. D is peak, so your map might be a familiar, B new hat grid and bass response, C subtract and tension, D full aggression. Also, pick 2 energy lanes to push in drop 2, not 5. 2. Energy lanes are density, brightness, harmonic intensity, width, and syncopation. Example, you choose brightness and harmonic intensity. That means you open hats and add controlled distortion movement, but you don't also triple the density and widen everything and rewrite the bass rhythm. This is how you avoid everything louder syndrome. Create a blank MIDI clip and name it drop 2 plan, and write the plan in it with bar ranges. Something like bars 1 to 8, add shaker 16 THS and subtle ride, bars 9 to 16, bass call and response plus automation push, bars 17 to 24, remove hats for 2 bars, then crash plus snare fill, bars 25 to 32, heaviest distortion macro plus a signature stop at bar 31. Now you have a plan. Now we build. Step 3. Drum variations, stock only, high impact. First, ghost notes that roll without ruining punch. Create a ghost snare layer. This can be a separate MIDI track triggering a drum rack or a chain in the same rack. Program ghost hits at very low velocity, like the equivalent of minus 18 to minus 28 dB. The exact number isn't important. The point is they should be felt, not heard as extra backbeats. Place them slightly before or after the grid for groove, but keep it subtle. If it sounds like the drummer is falling down the stairs, you went too far. Device chain for the ghost layer. EQ 8 first. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz to keep it out of the body of the snare, and a low mid mud. If it's masking the main crack, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Then a compressor, light, ratio about 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 20 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This glues the ghosts so they feel like part of the groove. Then a saturator, gentle. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Teacher note. If you mute the ghost layer and the groove collapses, you nailed it. If you mute it and nothing changes, it's too quiet or badly placed. If you mute it and the track suddenly gets cleaner and punchier, your ghost layer is too loud or too bright. Next. Hats and ride energy lift. This is the classic drop 2 opens up move. Duplicate your hat track and make it a drop 2 only hat layer. On this layer, do a cleanup and hype chain. Auto filter high pass, 12 dB slope, cut off somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz to remove mud. Add a little resonance, not a whistle, just enough to add edge. Then drum bus, drive around 2 to 6. Transients plus 5 to plus 15, carefully. Boom off. Because we're not adding low end to hats. Then utility. Increase width to about 120 to 150%, but only for tops. And make sure bass is mono below around 120 Hz, though ideally your bass is on its own tracks anyway. Automation. Fade this hat lift in over the first 4 to 8 bars of drop 2. That gives you a sense of pressure rising without actually turning the master louder. Now fills that land cleanly. DNB fills are often micro edits. Not big drum fills. Try a snare flam, two snares 20 to 40 milliseconds apart, or a quick snare rush on the last half bar, or a tom hit plus reverse crash. A beautiful stock trick is beat repeat on a return track, so you can tap it in only at phrase ends. Create a return track called fill. Put beat repeat on it. Interval 1 bar, grid 1 16th. Variation 0 so it's predictable. Gate around 25 to 40%. Chance 10 to 25% if you want it to feel alive. But don't go full casino. Then automate the send into beat repeat only for the last half bar of bar 8, 16, 24, or 32. That makes it sound intentional, like a designed edit vocabulary. And that phrase, edit vocabulary, matters. Pick one or two signature edit styles and repeat them in multiple places. Repetition is what makes it sound composed instead of random. Step 4. Bass variation strategy. Same rhythm, new teeth. Roll. Keep the sub stable. The sub is your foundation. If you reinvent sub behavior in drop 2, you're basically remixing your own track mid-song, and that can work, but it's chaos unless you really know what you're doing. Subtract. Use operator. Oscillator a sine wave. Add a touch of saturator, drive 1 to 2 dB, soft clip on. Utility width at 0, fully mono. Sidechain compress it from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack very fast, about 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds, tune to your groove. Gain reduction may be 2 to 6 dB depending on how punchy you want the kick. Now, build a drop 2 mid layer that follows the same MIDI as your bass rhythm, but changes timbre and movement. Use wave eatable for the mid. Pick a basic shape or aggressive saw variant. Set unison to 2 to 4. Don't go too wide and washy. Add auto filter in MS2 or OSR mode, drive slightly. Then saturator drive 3 to 8 dB, watch the output. Soft clip on. Add amp for bite. Try a harder character. Then EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it leaves room for the sub. Shape presence around 1 to 3 kHz depending on how you want it to speak on smaller speakers. Then sidechain compress lightly from the kick, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Now make it playable as an instrument, not a static patch. Put these into an audio effect rack and map 3 macros. Macro 1. Wave eatable position. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. Macro 3. Saturator drive. Now automate those macros in 8 bar arcs. This is huge. Phrase based automation. Not random twitching every bar unless you're doing intentional sound design. In DNB, small constant motion beats huge random sweeps almost every time. Advanced option. Add the formant flick idea. Put auto filter, then corpus very low mix, then saturator, then EQ 8. Map corpus dry wet to a macro. and automate it only on the last eighth note of a phrase. That gives you that little speaking tail without turning the whole bass metallic. Another advanced option. Parallel byte. Make a return track called byte. Put overdrive or saturator heavy, then EQ a high pass at 200 to 400 Hz, then a presence boost around 2 to 4K Hz, then a compressor to steady it. Send your mid bass into byte only and drop 2, or only bars 9 to 16 and 25 to 32. This reads as more aggressive while the core stays solid. Now, call and response. Classic rolling tactic. In drop 2, introduce a response phrase. Bars 1 to 4, original phrase. Bars 5 to 8, response phrase. The response can be a slightly different ending note, a different rhythmic accent, or a new mid-stab answering the sob. Keep it tight. Change one rhythmic idea at a time. If you change the rhythm, the sound, and the harmony all at once, you're not doing variation. You're doing a new song. Step 5. Space, depth, and impact automation. Bigger without louder. Create a return track called Verb Throw. Put hybrid reverb on it. Algorithmic mode. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient. Then EQ 8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Optionally low pass at 8 to 12 kHz if it's too fizzy. If you want extra control, add a compressor sidechain from the snare. Light gain reduction. Just to keep it tucked. Automation. Only send end of phrase snares into this reverb. Bar 8, 16, 24. 32. That's how you get size without washing the groove. Stereo control. Keep your drum group around 100% width. On the tops group only, you can go wider, 120 to 160%. And keep bass mono. In drop 2, automate top width slightly wider over 16 bars, like 120 creeping to 140. It's subtle, but it reads as the track opening up. Step 6. The turnaround into drop 2. Make the reset feel intentional. This is the story beat. Without it, drop 2 can feel like it just appeared. Try a 4-bar turnaround. In the last 4 bars before drop 2, remove sub for 1 bar, add a snare rush, 1/16th or 1/32nd depending on intensity. Add rising noise. You can do this with operator's noise oscillator into auto filter sweeping open. Add a little redux for texture, subtle. Add saturator. Add a small reverb. Then automate utility gain down right before the drop, so it inhales. At the drop 2 downbeat, hard cut the effects tails. Use clip fades, or gate it. Then re-anchor the listener with a crash, a sub hit, and a clean snare. This is crucial. Your downbeat needs to feel like home, even if everything else changes. Step 7. Advanced planning tool. Drop 2 versions with follow actions. This audio version is shortened for playback.